The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
You've heard him on the radio. You've seen him on television. You've heard him on the podcast. Live in London, Ian Lee.
There we go. And...
And
yep, come on.
You heard her on Free County.
That's it.
You heard her on Talk Radio.
Okay.
Number one lady, Miss Catherine Ball.
Number one lady.
Yeah.
You number one lady, you. Good evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle live. Weeknights from 10 o'clock on Talk Radio. Listen on DAB, download the app, or go to talkradio.co.uk. We've talked about tarot cards. We've talked about astrology. We've talked about getting wine, corks out of wine bottles.
I've had another tip for that.
Go on. Here we go. This is it.
Here we go. Get ready, everyone.
Stay there, Carol. Coming to you in a second.
Get one of those ball pumps, you know, football pumps.
Oh, yeah.
Says Lucy Lou. Decorking a bottle of wine,
Lucy
take a
Lou,
bike
the
pump.
The famous angel, Charlie's Angels.
The very same, yeah.
Wow.
Take, it's not a football one, it's a bike pump that has a needle attached.
Yes.
So, yeah, a football one.
Yes, bike pumps don't have needles attached.
No, what are you talking about, Lucy
They
Lou?
Have those strange little 3-4-inch snakes that are covered in carpet.
Yes.
That's what they have, haven't
they?
They
do. With like
They're
a,
strange, those things.
With a nut on the end.
Yeah, yeah.
Period. Anyway, get one of them,
yep.
Stick it through the cork, penetrating all the way through, mind, until the needle reaches the air between the cork and the wine.
Ouch, then sounds you like pump. A test I had at the doctor's once.
As you pump, the cork will slowly remove.
I think that would blow the glass up. I don't believe that one. I do not believe that one for a second. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. 0344 499 1000. Let's go to Carol. Good evening, Carol.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Carol.
Hello, Carol.
Hi, Carol.
Really are getting all of the high vibe calls in tonight, which is great.
Oh, I'm not in a good place, but I'm in the head at all today.
I can't actually hear what you're saying.
She's not in a good headspace. What's going on?
Well, put the phone closer to your mouth and speak up and tell us what's happening.
I've got a flashback I can't get out of my head.
Oh, blimey. Go on. Do you want to...
I'm struggling with it, but I didn't want to talk about that.
Okay.
I don't
want to pull
the show down
and,
you know, make everybody miserable.
Okay, well, what do you want to talk about?
I phoned up in defence of astrology.
Here we go. Go on, then.
Because I really enjoyed learning about it.
Yes, learning that it's made up. Made up fairy stories, yes?
Well, it's more complex the more you get into it, because it's all done mathematically. Have you ever had your personal natal chart done?
No, because I wouldn't pay money to a charlatan just to write down a load of nonsense on a bit of paper for me.
Well, I get it for free on the internet.
Oh, wow, it must be accurate then.
I'll tell you what it is, surprisingly, because I had mine done and I did loads for friends because I found this website from Switzerland that allows you to put in. You'd need to know your date of birth.
I know that.
Place of birth.
Oh God.
And the time you were born.
Right.
That's really important.
And how can the time that you are born and the day that you're born have any impact on the stars that are surrounding you, and then that dictates how your life is going to pan out?
Because you've not. If you could imagine taking a picture the moment that you're born.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to hold
because
a camera,
it's
but
all
yes.
To do with lines of latitude and longitude.
I thought okay.
It gets really complex, and it's a photo. If you could imagine the midwife just taking a photograph through the roof of the maternity hospital or wherever,
right?
And capturing the positions, the exact positions of the planet,
right?
On that,
but what has that got? What has that got to do? But what has that got to do with the type of person you are? Surely it's to do with
because
it's nurture.
Well, there is obviously environmental factors in how you're brought up, but
yes,
each planet has its own qualities. So Venus is the planet of love, Mars is the planet of action.
But isn't that from the olden days when we didn't know about science?
Not as mathematically accurate, but it's kind of still that.
Right. So because someone, because like I don't know, this is the Greeks or the Romans. I think it's the Romans maybe. Because had a god called Venus, right? And then there's a planet called Venus. That so wherever that is in the sky, that will affect your love life.
In a way, in a word.
Because I'm calling bullshine on that. I'm calling bullshine on that.
Are you?
Yes, it sounds like the most absolute nonsense thing I've ever heard in my life. That the planet 50 million miles away has some impact on...
Just you.
Just you?
It does, honestly.
How come everybody who's born at the same time, right, in the same hospital, doesn't lead the same life?
Because in... environmental factors and the personality of that person, because the time is really important, the time you were born, because it's the horoscope starts with Aries and it ends in Pisces.
Right, but that's
the way it goes round.
Okay, but that doesn't mean anything. Okay, so there's 12, how many star signs are there?
12.
Right. Why are there 12? Because there are 12 months.
Well, that's how many planets there are.
No, that's not true. There's loads more. There's loads more planets than that.
But that's the planets that are used that were discovered.
Well, what about the other planets that we don't that have been discovered since, or that we haven't discovered? Do they have an impact?
The fact that Pluto's been downgraded from a planet to a few years ago.
Yeah, right.
Because
Yeah, but Pluto's been... Pluto's a planet again now. It's been reclassified as a planet.
Oh, good, it's returned. Oh,
Jesus. What? But this... How is whether Pluto is made up of gas or is solid, how can that have any effect on whether you're going to get good luck that day?
It's not... I don't read the daily ones, but it's... There's three basic characteristics of someone, and it's their personality.
I'm losing the will to live. I'm going to go and join the planet soon.
Is okay. All that coming?
So what did your...
And
your,
their emotions.
Okay. What did your reading say specifically about you?
Well, one of the things was it said I talk too much.
Right, OK, but that could apply to lots of people.
That's not true.
But that... Jesus, it is. But that could apply to lots of people.
Well, yeah, but...
Yeah.
I've never met anybody else that can't shut up like me.
Well, there's... No, that's not true, though, Carol. There are loads of people who the suggestion that they talk too much could apply to me. People would say it applies to me. I would jokingly say it applies to Kath. There are loads of people.
But it's all mathematically done.
OK, all right.
I can't really explain.
No, that's exactly it.
We've noticed.
It's...
Yes. Okay. I have a fader. Yes.
At the time you're born, yeah, mm-hmm, is really important.
Yep. There we go. I've got a fader. I'd forgotten about the fader.
So the answer was because maths.
Yes. Thank you, Carol, so much for that. Thank you so, so much for explaining, giving us a little glimpse into a world of bullshine. 0344 499 1000. Evening, Sandra.
Hi, Ian. Do you mind if I download a wee bit?
If you do what?
Download.
She does what? Ben Folds.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you, yes, but it's I didn't understand what
you
said.
Do you mind if I download a bit about the circumstances?
Download. Offload, you mean?
Oh, offload. I see.
Offload, yeah.
Download.
Yeah,
I thought, download? What do you want to download? Like a hooky movie or something?
I wish I could. I wish I could go to download, but...
You offload, Sandra.
life is just hellish at the moment.
Go on.
I just found out that my friend's going to need to get start renal dialysis.
Who is... Here's the thing, you've got a beautiful accent, Sandra, a beautiful accent, but honestly, with these headphones that are quite echoey, I'm struggling to understand it. Look, who is getting...
My friend Lucas.
OK, Lucas, and what is he getting?
Kidney dialysis.
How old's the boy?
18.
OK. So when has all this been happening, Sandra?
Well, can you just see what happened, OK?
Yeah, go on.
I've known since he was born. We were told when he was born that he had renal dysplasia, small kidneys, and they would run out. But you always think of the future.
Yeah.
But when it comes smashing you in the face.
Yeah. It's lousy, isn't it?
It's not fair. It's not fair at all.
It's not fair.
You know what I mean? I'm sorry to say, but, I mean, they try the best, the NHS, OK? And I'll never say anything bad about them. I'm a socialist. But they lost them for a year in the system. And if you check his creatinine, because he was moving to adult services.
And then
we were called back at Christmas. And into a room with eight doctors and told that he would need this. So
that crossover from being a kid into being an adult legally, he kind of fell through the net a bit, did he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
And did
yeah.
Has that had an impact on his health? Would he be in a slightly better position if that hadn't have happened?
I think they'd be still going downhill, but we would have had more warning, you know, because, like, I was like, well, we're going to make his time before he starts dialysis as good as possible.
Yeah.
And his dad was wanting to take him to America next year, but they're saying he can't go.
So, okay, so what's happening? What's the plan? Where are you now?
Ian, do you know what he wants? He wants to talk to Keanu Reeves.
Oh, you flipping heck. I've lost Keanu's number. I've never had Keanu's number. He wants to talk to Keanu Reeves?
Yeah, he just loves John Wick. But I was just trying to say to him, I just want to make his life as comfortable as possible.
Yeah, of course you do. You're his mum.
And he's seen the team who looked after him have been amazing, but they messed up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't want it to happen to anybody else. So should I complain or just put it in writing or what? What do you think?
It's a tough one. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan. Yes, you should complain. I was going to say I'm not a fan of people suing the NHS. But, and I don't know if it will go that far, but if you've been let down, you have every... Well, but if you've been let down at the expense of someone's health, so their health has deteriorated, then of course you can. I think you should definitely complain. If you're unhappy with the way that your boy has been treated, and think about it though, Sandra, think, are you writing this letter of complaint because you are unhappy with the way he's been treated and it's had a detrimental effect on his health, or are you writing this letter because life is shit and it's really unfair and your boy is ill? Now, if it's the latter...
It's because I don't want it to happen to anybody else.
Then that's the right reason to write a letter.
Mm-hmm.
Then that is exactly the right reason to write a letter.
I actually think it's quite important that you do.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
I mean, is that going to be a complaint? I'm not going to sue anybody or anything,
well,
but...
Maybe you might find out later on that actually you can. So I'm not a massive fan of people suing the NHS, but if they're right to, and if that money would make an impact on the health of the person affected, then yeah, actually, if they screwed up, then they are not above the law. So has he started his treatment yet?
No, he's saying no. As I said, he can't go to America next year.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's disappointing, but he might be able to go to America in 2 or 3 years if he does the treatment, I'm guessing.
I'm just guessing, though. He has such a needle phobia. I think he's just going to refuse it.
He's going to refuse the treatment?
I think so.
And then what...
He has autism and pretty complex needs.
Oh, yeah. It gets messier and messier, doesn't it, this one?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if he refuses the treatment, what does that mean?
It means he'll die. He'll die within 2 weeks.
And is he, with his complex needs, is he able to understand that?
haven't had that conversation with him yet. You know what I mean? He's just too uncomfortable with it. He just wants us to be home and
what? Why? Because I don't know how complex your son's needs are. Why have the doctors not had that conversation with him if he's 18? Why have they had it with you?
I think they've tried. They said to him at his last appointment that they would like him to go and see the renal unit, you know, and dialysis unit in the ward.
But they've not said to him, if he doesn't have the treatment, he's going to die.
No, they just said it to me. It'd be end-of-life care, and we would support that.
I'm wondering why they would say that to mum and not an adult. Why they would say that?
Because honestly, he is so complex, Ian.
Right, yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I happen to seek guardianship.
Okay.
Because he has to give it a chance, doesn't he?
I'm just saying, I don't know how complex his needs are. I don't know what where his head is at, but someone has to tell him, don't they? Someone has to tell him that if he doesn't have this treatment, he's going to die.
In a way that he can understand.
Yeah.
And it might be that you're the best person to do that, Sandra. In fact, I know it probably is.
I'm going to have to sit down, but I just see in the moment I'm just so bereft. It's the fun in room.
I know.
Oh, man, I'm sorry.
I know you are.
No, I'm sorry. Life is hideously unfair. You, as the responsible adult, have got to make some lousy decisions. But I would do your best to involve him as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm wondering whether do you have any dealings with the sort of autism charities, whether they can offer you some guidance? Because you can't be the first person who's gone through something like this.
I've just spoken to, a helpline.
Yeah.
And they've been really helpful. So.
Good.
I know.
Good.
I know. And normally I'm such a positive person. I hope you realise that.
Yeah, of course we do. And we've spoken to you in the past and you sound like a different person tonight. We really feel for you. Oh, Sandra.
You can give us a call anytime you want. If it offers you any comfort at all, you're very welcome to share with us, and who knows, there might be people listening who've been through a similar thing who might want to phone up and kind of share how they got through things.
Yeah, and if anybody knows Keanu Reeves' number, could they please give it to me so you can speak to Keanu Reeves if what you want.
Yeah, well, you know, it can't help to send a tweet to Keanu Reeves if he's on Twitter. I don't know if he's.
I don't think he's on social media.
Oh, what a smug git! What a smug git!
No, he's a good man. He gives lots of money to charity and stuff.
Yeah. Well, keep looking online. You might find a way. Keep making a noise and you never know. He might hear it.
Mm-hmm. How is Dennis? Is he okay? Because, you know, I read that he had kidney problems.
Yeah. I'm worried about Dennis Le Corrier. Sandra was asking about the thing with Dr. Hook. We mentioned this the other day. I don't know, Sandra. I'm a little bit worried. I've heard the new Dr. Hook album and it's a masterpiece. Who'd have thought we'd say that about a Dr. Hook album? It's a masterpiece. And he's frustrated because he can't release it because he's ill. I don't know. He tells me he's going to be okay, but he might have to change his lifestyle slightly. But, yeah, I'm worried about him, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried about him.
I know. I'm just worried about my own mental health as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got to look after yourself. Sandra, hang in there. Give us a call anytime, all right?
Okay, I will, Ian.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed. There you go. 03444991000 is the phone number. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate, and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the Late Night Alternative with that man, Ian Lee,
on Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. You're very welcome to. Yes. What day of the week is it?
Tuesday.
Only Tuesday. Uh-huh. Only Tuesday. Who'd thunk it? Where was this? Oh, here we go. Whitney's going on tour as a hologram. Now, there's all these talk of hologram. Roy Orbison was going to do a tour. Prince was going to do a tour. Yet they never seem to actually happen. It's almost as if they're just making it up for, you know, to excite us, to whet our whistles. Mm. No, none of these holograms have done tours. A Whitney Houston hologram tour is in production 7 years after her tragic death. Her longtime manager, Pat Houston, confirmed... Come on, Ellie Henman. Her longtime manager, Pat Houston, confirmed A, the image was being created to accompany her brother Gary, 61, who was one of her backing singers, on tour. Whitney's former team of backing dancers and singers would also take part in the production. Pat said the hologram has taken precedence over everything.
Gosh.
Over absolutely everything. Everything. It's been emotional for the past 7 years, but now it's about being strategic and getting those bucks in, banging those bucks. I really want you to bang those bucks for me, guys. Alongside the hologram tour, Whitney's life story is being transformed into a Broadway musical. Yeah. The soul legend was found dead in 2012, aged 48, after she accidentally drowned in a bath. She sold 200 million records. I'd go and see one of these... hologram tours.
Yeah, if ever they came to fruition, but like you say, they never do.
I want to go and see a hologram. I want to see the Beatles reunited. I think the remaining two Beatles should get together with the remaining monkeys and be called the Bunkies. Or the Meatles. Or something like that.
The Meatles.
They should do something like that, shouldn't they? It just makes perfect sense. Come on, guys, let's bury the hatchet. Bury the hatchet. Good evening, Gatford.
Good evening, boss. Good evening, Bossette. How's it going?
Very noisy line there. What the hell are you...
You're buzzing and not in a good way.
Are you licking a battery or something?
And also, when I was on hold, I was the robot in. I could hardly hear what you two were saying.
That's your problem. Deal with it. But you
No. It was also the problem on my mobile, so it might be a new studio thing.
No, well, hang on a minute. You're the only call...
I'm only saying. It might be.
You're the only call we've had. All right, I'm going to switch you to another line. I'm going to see if let's see if that works.
So he's the only call that's buzzing and the only call that's complaining.
Yeah, it's you. It's you, it's not
no,
us.
I'm not complaining, I'm merely saying.
You were saying a complaint. That buzz is outrageous.
Sorry about that. It's not a great phone, I have to admit.
Right, there we go. It's not a great phone. I think it's your studio. I think it's your new £25 million studio. Oh, or it might be my crappy £25 market phone.
$39.99, if you don't mind.
Okay, right. What do you want?
Anyway, a while ago, when you were talking about wine, you did that thing with your mouth, or you did a pop.
Yes.
Can you do it with both sides of the mouth?
Yeah.
Do you notice that they're different? They're different notes.
Hang on. No, they're exactly the same. Next.
Well, I thought.
Thanks for your call. I mean, if that was it, that was poor.
I mean, really,
that was very poor. Well, let's just see if this works. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
What's that buzzing noise?
That was Gatford. What can we do for you, Andre?
A bottle of wine because it's got coke in it, yeah?
Yes, mate. You managed to get it open, did you?
Excuse.
Okay.
Just smash the neck off.
Yes.
And then just drink it.
Okay.
How's that?
That's great, Andre. Thank you so much. Thank you so much indeed.
Is it the quality of the phone line that we can suddenly hear him in? I mean, it sounds like he's degenerated somewhat since last spoke to him. What's going on?
Let's play an advert for one of our colleagues, shall we? This is Talk Radio.
The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom every Saturday morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Stiff dustpan and brush required.
Get ready for a sizzling Saturday morning of tip-top talk.
Sandpaper and aftershave and you two can look 80.
Relationship advice.
I will let you know how the arguments go.
Oh, how very kind.
And inevitably, some wine tasting.
No, you wouldn't drink the wine.
Exactly, what a waste of wine.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
The Bottomless Brunch with Steph and Dom every Saturday morning from 10 on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Standing for election to the European Parliament include candidates from the Conservatives, the Labour Party, the Lib Dems, the SNP, Plaid Cymru, UKIP, the Green Party, Change UK and the Brexit Party.
Talk Radio. Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
03444991000 is the telephone number. If anyone can give us a coherent explanation of how astrology works, I'd be keen to hear it. I don't think, you know, Carol was a little bit down, so maybe that was, or maybe it was just written in her stars that she would phone us up and talk bollocks tonight. I don't know. I just don't know, guys. 03444991000. Let's go to Duncan. Good evening, Duncan.
Hi, Ian. Just ringing. We actually came to the Manchester show on Sunday, and very good it was too. I know it wasn't probably one of your better ones, but for us it was really, really
thank
funny.
You, Duncan.
But the main reason why I'm ringing, I just caught the back end of telephone conversation who I think it was her son was going through renal issues.
Oh, yeah, that's Sandra, yeah.
And it was just to say, really, I've been on dialysis for 2 years now. I dialyse at home every single night, and when I get home from work, and it's just to say that dialysis kind of isn't the end of the world. You know, we get a lot of support from the NHS. And, you know, they've got our backs pretty much. I'm able to live quite independently. Go to work 5 days a week. So
only 5 days a week, you lazy git. I'm sorry. But it does. Am I right that it means, for example, that you would struggle to go abroad for a holiday?
No, but oh. I mean, it's so topical you should say that. And we haven't been away for the last 3 years, and we're going away in this summer. However, and again, the NHS will fly a machine similar to mine, a renal machine, dialysis machine, over to Spain, supply all the dialysis fluids, all kind of free of charge.
Really? Now, is that because we are part of the European Union? We don't want to get all political and Brexity, but is that because we're part of the European Union?
Well, they'll do it worldwide. Not necessarily Europe. So
that's amazing.
Kind of worldwide. So there is kind of sort of mechanisms there to kind of help you.
So it's not the end of the world. It's just the world changes a little bit.
Exactly.
Can I ask a question? Because we talk about dialysis machines and all of these things. I've got no idea what you actually do with them, right? Am I right? First of all, am I right in thinking that a dialysis machine kind of cleans out your kidneys?
No, there's two different sorts. That's hemodialysis,
right,
where it takes your blood out of your body, cleans it up and puts it back in. I have what they call PD, peritonitis. So I have a tube which sort of exits my stomach, which connects to a machine and puts fluid inside a cavity inside my stomach.
Right.
And drains it, and as it drains it, it removes all the toxins.
So isn't that amazing? Kind of and how long do you have to... So you do it every night. How long do you have to be plugged in?
9.5 hours.
Oh, flipping it. So what, he does it while you're asleep?
Well, yeah, but I mean, I have to say, you get a lot of broken sleep. There's various alarms on it, and you get a little bit of pain or whatever now and again. But no, I've kind of got used to it now, to be honest. And like I said, first thing in the morning, I feel really refreshed and kind of obviously can go up to work. As the day goes on, you get more and more tired.
Yeah.
I'm at my best first thing in the morning, really.
And can I ask you? Can I ask you? I'm just going to ask you a question that might sound clumsy and ham-fisted, and I hope it in no way offends you, right?
Yeah, fine.
Is your life going to be shorter because of this?
No.
There you go.
The reason being is I have a kidney disease called IgA, which unfortunately attacks both kidneys.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, when I eventually get a transplant, it will more than likely attack the new one, but I'll probably get a good 10 years out of it.
Wow.
At the same time as my kidney getting into like sort of 20% kidney function, I got a cancer tumour on my right kidney. Totally unrelated.
Flipping heck, man.
And so they had to remove my right kidney. So then I kind of jumped from 20% kidney function to 7%. So as soon as they took that kidney away, I was straight on dialysis. But for me, I've got to wait probably between 2 and 5 years. I'll be allowed on the list then.
Whoa, hang on, whoa. You've got to wait between two and five years before you're allowed on the list?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're on the pre-list list?
Yeah.
This is
that
nuts.
That was because I had cancer.
Okay.
When you get a kidney, when you get a transplant, you have to take loads and loads of anti-rejection drugs.
Right, okay.
And if cancer tried coming back at the same time as me being on anti-rejection drugs,
it's got a better chance of sticking.
Exactly.
Okay. And then,
so it's for the right reasons.
Okay, but then, so when you're on the list, so assuming you go on the list in 3 years, then what is, and this is how long is a piece of string, but then what is the kind of average time that you're waiting to get a kidney?
You just said it, how long is a piece of string, because it's not how long you've been on the list. You have about 5 or 6 markers, and if your numbers add up, your blood group, your tissue group, and various other factors, if they add up to the kidney that's available, then, so you could be on a matter of weeks, you could be on 4 or 5 years. So, just look at the draw. Really?
Yeah, but you. This guy leads a full life. He came and saw two has-beens doing a show in a tiny theatre in front of 35 people at the weekend. This guy's living.
He's living la vida loca.
He's living.
Do you? You're talking about transplants. Is it possible that someone in your family could be a donor, or is that
what we're saying? Is we can hear a woman laughing in the background. Get one of your kidneys out, love. Get one of your kidneys out and slip it in him.
That's Anne with a B.
Oh, Anne.
Trouble.
Yeah, we played the main game.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, I remember you guys. Oh, wow. Is it someone in your family could give you one, so to speak?
There is a potential, but it's quite obvious mentioning it, really, because I feel a little bit uncomfortable with it.
Yeah.
What, having a part of your family member inside you?
Well, no, I'd imagine I would have thought, is it you're feeling guilty that maybe that some people in your family think there's a sense of expectation that they have to give it up?
Yeah, part that, and part if anything was to go wrong.
Yeah.
It's not a close family member, it's a cousin.
Right.
So, that's not ruled out, and I feel really, really lucky that somebody should sort of, offer to do that. So I was really taken back initially, but I'm not so sure what I'll do, really, to be honest.
You've got a bit of time to think about it.
Can't get them on eBay anymore. eBay have clamped down on this stuff.
You're not allowed to sell body parts, are you?
Not allowed to sell body parts anymore. Which is outrageous.
No. And that's not...
Oh, Duncan, where have you gone? Have you pressed mute? Duncan, you've pressed mute. Duncan.
Sorry about that.
You have pressed mute, haven't you? Don't do that in our first night in the new studio. I'm looking around thinking I've hit something. I've hit a button. It's you being a Muppet. No.
He's doing it again.
Duncan? I think this guy should be taken off any kidney donation list because I don't think he deserves one with this kind of behaviour. Duncan...
I'm back. Hello?
Yeah, I'm tempted to be quiet now. Yes! Yes, go on. I can't remember.
Yeah, so that's not me being mean and grateful. It's just...
No.
I don't know. He's got a young family and everything.
Yeah, it's awkward.
It must be a confusing, conflicting time. But listen, let's focus again on the positive. What you're saying to Sandra is, life changes, but it's not the end of the world by any stretch of the imagination.
Absolutely not. No. You can go out and you can go and see Ian Lee and Flipping Cats.
He said flipping.
I know, it didn't sound like it.
It didn't sound like flipping, but he definitely said flipping. It sounded like something else. Duncan, thanks I just clicked a button that almost took us off air. Thank you for your call, mate, and thanks for coming on Sunday, and thanks to Anne for playing the name game, and thanks for that. I appreciate that. Cheers, Duncan.
Having thought about it as well, I know Sandra was concerned that her son wouldn't take well to sort of needles and stuff like that. I'm pretty sure there's probably an answer to that NHS-wise.
Yeah.
Where they can attach something that's there all the time. Like Duncan was there saying that that tube's always there.
Yeah.
There'll be a way round it.
Dave, Sloop, stay there. We'll be with you in a second. 0344 499 1000. The Late Night Alternative. Every weeknight from 10 with Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle, only on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.